Many governments are also trying to attract more people. Canada has a target to welcome 1.5 million new residents in 2023 to 25. Germany and India recently signed an agreement to allow more Indians to work and study in Germany. Australia is increasing the time period some students can work for after graduating from 2 to 4 years. Many countries have made it easy for Ukrainians to enter, even those countries hitherto hostile to migration, including Japan and South Korea, are now looking more favourably on outsiders as they seek to counteract the impact of ageing populations. Economies that welcome lots of migrants tend to benefit in the long run. Just look at America. Foreign folk bring new ideas with them. In America, immigrants are about 80% likelier than native-born folk to found a firm, according to a recent paper by Pierre Azoulay of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and colleagues. Research suggests that migrants help to build trading and investment links between their home country and the receiving one. A slug of young workers also helps generate more tax revenue. Some economists hope that the wave of migration will have more immediate benefits. High immigration is helpful for the Fed as it tries to cool down the labour market and slow down inflation, says Torsten Slok of Apollo Global Management, an asset manager, expressing a common view. Such arguments may be a little too optimistic. Having more people does increase the supply of labour, which, all else being equal, reduces wage growth. But the effect is pretty small. There is little sign that the countries receiving the most migrants have the loosest labour markets. In Canada, for instance, pay is still rising by about 5% year on year. Migrants also lift demand for goods and services, which can raise inflation. In Britain, new arrivals appear to be pushing up rents in London, which already had a constrained supply of housing. A similar effect is apparent in Australia. Estimates by Goldman Sachs, a bank, imply that Australia's current annualised net migration rate of 500,000 people is raising rents by around 5%. Higher rents feed into a higher overall consumer price index. Demand from migrants may also explain why, despite higher mortgage rates, house prices in many rich countries have not fallen by much. Over the next year or so, migration may come down a bit. The post-pandemic catch-up will end. Rich world labour markets are slowly loosening. In the very long term, a global slump in fertility rates means there may be a shortage of migrants. Yet there is reason to believe that high levels of new arrivals will remain raised for some time. More welcoming government policy is one factor, and migration today begets migration tomorrow, as new arrivals bring over children and partners. Before long, the rich world's anti-immigration turn of the late 2010s will seem like an aberration.